Now, let's move on again to one final thing I want to point out, which is I want to zoom in on the wall. So here in a gray box, I'm going to kind of highlight what's going on in this wall and how many layers there are in this wall. Let me draw out a little rectangle to correspond to that little rectangle I drew on the heart itself. So there are three layers to the heart muscle. And actually, I'm going to go through all three layers, and we'll start from the inside and work our way out. So on the inside, you have what's called the endocardium. And I'm actually going to draw the endocardium kind of all the way around here. It goes all the way around the valve. So now you already learned that the valves now have endocardium. It goes around the ventricle, and as I showed you in the beginning, also around the atrium, and it goes all the way up and covers both the right and left side. The endocardium is very, very similar in many ways to the inner lining of the blood vessels, actually. So it's a really thin layer, it's not a very thick layer, and it's definitely, it's the layer that all the red blood cells are kind of bumping up against. So when the red blood cells are entering the chambers of the heart, the part that they're going to see is going to be the endocardium. So this is what it looks like, and this is that green layer all the way around that I've drawn now. So if I was to draw it kind of in a blown up version, it might look like this, right? And it's a few cell layers thick, and like I said, on the inside you have some red blood cells bumping along. So maybe this is one red blood cell and this is maybe another one, and they would bump into that endocardium. Now if you go a little bit deeper to the endocardium, what do you get to next? Well, next you get to myocardium, and that would be, let's say, the chunk, the biggest chunk of our wall, and that would look something like this.